Governor Rick Scott is declaring a state of emergency as more than 100 wildfires flare across the state. With drought conditions spreading and more hot weather ahead, there's little indication the blazes will slow down. I'm Kate Payne. Governor Rick Scott's emergency declaration comes just days after a brush fire swept across St. George Island. Mason Bean is a volunteer firefighter in the small resort community.
We had a neighbor that was just burning trash in his backyard that got away about 2:30 in the afternoon. We got the call. We thought it was just going to be a simple brush fire and an easy knockdown. But wind kicked up, a lot of fuel. And the next thing you know, we can't seem to run it down.
The fire is still smoldering on the island. Just last week, another fire broke out along International Drive in Orlando. Local resident Allison Jones filmed the smoke drifting toward Disney and Universal Studios.
This is nuts. On our way home from Legoland, there's this huge brush fire that's near Disney. And here comes a helicopter bringing water in for the brush fire.
And a series of fires have plagued Collier County, burning along Alligator Alley, a major highway running from Naples to Fort Lauderdale. These are just some of the most recent flare-ups.
Well, we are currently working over 107 fires statewide. There is no corner of the state that is not facing severe wildfire conditions, totaling nearly 24,000 acres.
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says this year's weather conditions make for a perfect storm.
So the record rainfall that we had last year causes everything to bloom and to grow and to really take off. And then when it stops raining, now you have the woods full of kindling.
Now add humans to that mix.
Think about what you're doing, whether it's equipment use or whether it's where you park your vehicle in the grass anymore. Throwing cigarettes out, absolutely, in these dry conditions. Campfires, all of it is be careful.
Jim Carls heads the Florida Forest Service. He says most forest fires are caused by people, which is why Putnam wants residents to be cautious and obey burn bans.
Don't be that person that thinks the rules don't apply to you and you end up costing your neighbors their property, their home, and putting our firefighters' lives at risk and your fellow Floridians' lives at risk.
Jim Carls wants to get the human-caused fires under control now before summer lightning storms bring more flare-ups.
We know the lightning's coming. Florida's the lightning capital of the world. Come April, come May, June, and July, lightning is going to hit this state hard, as it always does every year. And the drought really intensifies that because then you start to see a lot of these fires from the lightning.
In the meantime, the governor's emergency declaration will make it easier for the state to share resources and fight the fires. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.